Thursday morning means we check in with Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning,
how are
friends.
You doing?
I am doing wonderfully.
Marianne,
how are you doing?
She was just a blast of sunshine when she came in here this morning, and we always love that.
Happy to be here.
Cool. What's going on?
Well, one of the things is I always get to bring good news, which is all the cool stuff that's going on in town on any given weekend. And this weekend is a big one. Art-a-whirl.
Yeah, they go.
Hello.
Art-a-whirl.
Art-a-whirl. So we're talking about, you know, more than 70 different venues in Northeast Minneapolis, studio buildings, art galleries, businesses, storefronts, all just filled with art. It starts tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. There's 5 to 10 is usually sort of the big party night where there are a lot of bands playing and people sort of put on extra effort to draw people into their venue. Saturday, noon to 8. Sunday, noon to 5. Great opportunity to just sort of take the pulse of the Minneapolis art scene mm-hmm. in one go, really. But, you know, I also encourage you to sort of give yourself some time because there's a lot of things to see and you don't want to wear yourself out. So maybe pace yourself. Come together with a little plan.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah. I remember one year, I think it was on Art of World that they had a white room in one of the, I don't know if it was Northrop King or which building it was. There was a white room with some white chairs. And if you just had overload on your eyes, you could just go sit in the room and just look at the white walls for a while and then recharge. And then you could go take on the art again.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a blank museum space.
Exactly. It's just like,
you can cleanse your palate before you move.
Exactly. It was a spatial palate cleanser. That's what we had right there. Okay. Another thing I recommend checking in, if you're on Hennepin Avenue in downtown Minneapolis, stop in. I know it's people don't think of hotels as a place to stop in for the art, but Meridian Chambers is an exception to that rule. Check out their Burnett Gallery, and what they've got going right now is Hot Tea. He's well known in Minneapolis as a yarn bomber who does really cool installation works, and you know, you might see the words Hot Tea on a fence. He started out as a tag artist, but he kept on getting in trouble with the law, and finally was like, you know, the taser thing, not liking that. Maybe there's a way I can get away with doing this without, you know. Yeah.
Can you just define yarn bomber?
Okay. So there is a whole trend. He's sort of singular in his style because he works with individual threads, and he'll take chain link fence and he'll wrap the threads around it in this really amazing way to create words or images.
Mm. So this is not leaving a sweater somewhere on a street corner somewhere.
A nasty sweater that you're trying to re-gift.
Sweater, yeah. Right.
No. Uh-huh. Other more common yarn bombing you'll see is some knit a combination of different threads of yarn around a street pole.
They're really cool, I gotta say.
Exactly. Yes. And you know, and there's one yarn bomber who I think she took the entire bull on Wall Street. You know, they have the big bull and the big bear for Wall Street to mm-hmm. represent mm-hmm. the market. Mm-hmm. And she just bombed it in pink yarn. She just covered the whole thing in like a huge tea cozy. I mean, it was just, you took this big masculine bronze sculpture uh-huh. and covered it in pink yarn. It was uh-huh. just the cutest thing. So, I mean, it's really, it's kind of a subversive but environmentally friendly form of artwork. So it's just very fun. But he's taking this stuff into the gallery now, and he's doing this sort of retrospective show. So it's interesting to do some works that reflect on his own life, but incorporating his use of yarn and pins and sort of creating these images on the wall that are just really, really fun and amazingly creative.
Yeah, so, that sounds really cool.
The craft of it in and of itself is just it's a really cool aesthetic.
Yeah, it's like when you walk in, you're like, how did he do that?
You know,
that's the fun. Half the fun of this is you just get to stare at this thing and try and figure out the planning that goes into it.
So the gallery again is at the...
This is at Burnett Gallery, and that's at the Meridian Chambers Hotel that's right on Hennepin Avenue, and I want to say, gosh, it's right around 9th or 10th.
Okay.
And so on Hennepin
Downtown.
Avenue. Yep. They regularly have great shows featuring local artists, so it's a good place in Minneapolis. And then finally, you know, I'm all about the critical dialogue. You know, if you can have a really good conversation around art, I'm in. So at the American Swedish Institute this Saturday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on International Museum Day, I might add, May 18th, it's a bad art installation. Do you have some really, really bad art in your home that perhaps a grandmother bought or you found at some show and it was so bad it was good kind of thing.
Sad clown.
Oh, sad clown.
Children with huge eyes.
Velvet Elvis.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole thing.
Right.
You can bring your own art and they will be placed on the wall at the American Swedish Institute's Oscher Gallery. And from 1 to 3, people will look and debate whether it's really bad art or it's actually in some way kind of good art, and they will pick the 5 worst objects, the ones that are really bad art, and sort of working together to figure out, okay, what do we agree on as bad art, and why do we agree it's bad art? What Jill, makes it bad and not good?
You could take your wino lamp, Jill.
I have this lamp. It's sitting over at my desk, but it's this street light with a wino holding on to the...
The street lamp.
And I think it's amazing. But it's one of those things that
it's amazing, but in complete poor taste.
It's one of those things I remember having in the house growing up, and like the horrible home interior party deer portrait that was hanging in our living room when I was growing up.
Right.
And
that everybody had, though, right?
Yeah, everybody on my street had that. Mm-hmm. And I could take all of my like late mother's Thomas Kincaid pictures down there.
You could just stop with Thomas Kincaid right there.
Oh. See, that would cause a huge debate because there are people out there who adore Thomas Kincaid.
My mother loved Thomas Kincaid.
And Thomas Kincaid, if you don't know, he does these sort of all these houses and lush gardens. And
it looks like there's real light, Jill.
Yes.
Painter
of light, exactly. And anyway. Yeah. So,
all right. So that's at the American Swedish Institute.
Yep. That's on Saturday, International Museum Day, from 1 to 3 p.m. Bring your bad art and have a good time trashing it all and figuring out which is art is really bad.
That sounds super fun.
So
thank you, Marianne, as always.
Always a pleasure.
Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog, which you can find at nprnews.org. She joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup on Thursday mornings.